Sugar Babe, A Crown of Sweet Tales for Betty Tucker and Harriet Tucker Hunter. 1. Betty Tucker birthed 18 babies, but only 6 lived. At least that is what she told the census taker when he stopped by the house in 1900 to count all who stayed there. He must have thought, one of these gals has to have a child. Betty Tucker birthed 18 babies, but only 6 lived. Sure enough, Harriet, barely a grown woman herself, was there with her baby girls, Maud 3 and Berthina 1. On the day that old white man stopped by, did she want to say something significant about her life? Something more than, yes, I gave birth to 18 babies, but only 6 lived. 2. On the day that old white man stopped by, did she want to say that the first 2 babies were born while she was still a slave? That yes, the first one died, a girl, because the nanny said she was too young, hips too narrow, that there would be time. On the day that old white man stopped by, did she want to say, can you find those babies for me now grown? They were born over in Sumter. Can you do that? If you say yes, I can give you they names. I won't speak them lest you say yes. Then I can only give you what I called them. No, sir, I don't know if they alive. On the day that old white man stopped by, what did she want to say? 2. On the day that old white man stopped by, did she want to say that the first 2 babies were born while she was still a slave? That yes, the first one died, a girl, because the granny said she was just too young, hips too narrow, said there would be time. On the day that old white man stopped by, did she want to say, can you find those babies for me, now grown? They were born over in Sumter. Can you do that? If you say yes, I can give you their names. I won't speak them lest you say yes. Then I can only give you what I called them. No, sir, I don't know if they alive. On the day that white man stopped by, what did she want to say? 3. That the first 2 babies were born while she was still a slave, a decade-old wound that rips open just as the thought is approached, even crab-like, don't matter. Hurt comes when she sees any baby, even her grandkids, Maud and Bert, remind her of the first 2 babies, born while she was still a slave. But then she sees her grandmother smiling little birdies, or love how Maud's eyes are just like her mother's when she laughs. And she remembers that she birthed 16 as a freedwoman, got to mother them when well, and mourn for them when lost, even if the first 2 babies were born while she was a slave. 3. That the first 2 babies were born while she was still a slave, a decades-old wound that rips open just as the thought is approached, even crab-like, don't matter. Hurt comes when she sees any baby, even her grands, Maud and Bert, remind her of the first 2 babies born while she was still a slave. But then she sees her grandmother smile and little birdies, or love how Maud's eyes are just like her mother's when she laughs. And she remembers that she birthed 16 as a freedwoman, got to mother them when well and mourn for them when lost, even if the first 2 babies were born while she was still a slave. 4. And she remembered that she birthed 16 as a freedwoman with a husband on a farm they sharecropped. There was no real separation between labor and love, for both tried to wear her down past the marrow. But she had a different plan, 'cause she knew she could give new life as a free black woman. Some say she was tough like that truth gal who said she could work as hard as any man, eat like one too if she could get it. Hearty in love and laughter came easy. Betty could cut a path to joy through grief and pain with a machete, birthing the future, loving life as a free black woman. 5. Cut a path to joy through grief and pain with a machete. That's the only way to survive this country woman's life. So many ways to lose a baby, a child, even grown folks, accidents, disease, and fevers. Death come creeping, so cut a path to joy through grief and pain with a machete. White folks might say seize the day, same thing in a way, but I don't have the strength to reach or grab for something that I just can't touch. Save Jesus, I pray to him. But when I walk, I feel the undergrowth holding me like my fear of death, so I cut a path to joy through grief with a machete. 6. The only way to survive this country woman's life is to not take a thing for granted, especially not love. God will always watch over you, and your man may even protect you, but don't be fooled by sex or sweetness, because that's the only way you'll survive a country woman's life. Don't be afraid to make the world beautiful around you, to tame wild fields, to cook the food you love, to make good friends, and kill all threats. Hold your children close. There are too many ways to lose them. I told Harriet, mother hard, because that's the only way you're going to survive this country gal's life. 7. Kill all threats. Hold your children close. There are too many ways your attention can be split. That's why I tried my best to keep the ones who lived around the house. Didn't let them play down by the river or wander off the land where I'd killed off all threats, held my children close, because there are too many ways death come creeping into any room. I got tired of fighting him. Last time he came for one of my babies, I told him, get the hell out of my house, held my Bible next to my child. Mama came, cleansed this house, this land, killed all threats, held our family close. Death, there wasn't any. 8. I told him to get the hell out of my house, put my Bible on the table in the front room so there was no question this was a house for the living. Taught my babies to pray and praise the Lord Jesus soon as they could say mama, because I told death to get the hell out of my house. Put the Bible in every room where the Lord's protection was needed. I worked roots, brewed Granny's special tea, made Mama's poultice, but nothing healed like the Word. Mama told me that when I was just a little girl helping her tend the sick, that's why I told him to get the hell out of my house, both hands gripping my Bible. 8. I told him to get the hell out of my house, put the Bible on the table in the front room so there was no question this was a house for the living. Taught my babies to pray and praise the Lord Jesus soon as they could say mama, because I told death to get the hell out of my house, put the Bible in every room where the Lord's protection was needed. I worked roots, brewed Granny's special tea, made Mama's poultice, but nothing healed like the Word. Mama told me that when I was just a little girl, helping her to tend the sick. That's why I told him to get the hell out with both hands gripping my Bible. 9. Worked roots, brewed Granny's special tea, made Mama's poultice, but don't know how to lay with my husband and not come away full of baby. After 15, thought I was done paying my fair portion of Eve's sin, but then a blessing came. Worked roots, brewed Granny's special tea, made Mama's poultice, but you can't control God's plan for your life. Thought I was done with babies, thought Harriet would be the one who stayed with me. Then came 3 children, 2 girls and a boy. Some say I was old as Methuselah, but I didn't listen. I just worked roots, brewed tea, made Mama's poultice, kept my babies alive. 10. Then came 3 children, 2 girls and a boy. Some say I was blessed. Those are the ones I listen to. I call my last child the girl, Sugar Babe, born when I was 48. That little Rosanna got them sparkling eyes most mamas dream about. The last 3 children, 2 girls and a boy. Some say I was a fool to take a chance on a child so close to 50. But who was I to willingly take a child's life when so many had been lost? My babies played with my grandbabies. Harriet had 11. Lost just 1 boy to rabies. Finally, 3 babies. Each one lived. I knew I was blessed. 11. Betty Tucker birthed 18 babies, but only 6 lived. On the day the old white man stopped by, did she want to say that the first 2 babies were born while she was still a slave, and she remembered that she birthed 16 as a freed woman. Cut a path to joy through grief and pain with a machete. The only way to survive this country woman's life is to kill all threats. Hold your children close. There are too many. I told him to get the hell out of my house, held the Bible, worked roots, brewed tea, made Mama's poultice, kept my babies alive. Finally, 3 children, each one lived, I knew I was blessed.